Well, I had a really great message plan for tonight. We're starting a new series called Genuine. We were going to look at 2 Corinthians. We were going to begin in the first chapter, but that sort of all changed today. But here's what's amazing. If I had not planned a message, and I were going to choose a passage to speak on tonight, given the events of today, I would have come to the first chapter of 2 Corinthians. Now, I was going to focus on a different part of the first chapter, but I want to point you to an amazing passage that, interestingly enough, I wouldn't have had time to talk about. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Starting in verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. In this passage, and there's more that I could read, the word comfort occurs 10 times. Now, if we were doing the original teaching I'd talk about why Paul was focused on comfort, because he had gone through a lot of hardship. And we'll see that as we continue our study of 2 Corinthians. But that word comfort's an amazing word. In the original language, this was written originally in Greek. That word comfort is the word paraclete. And it has an interesting meaning. A paraclete, if it's used in its noun form of a person, is someone who comes alongside us. And think about that as this describes God. Our God is a God of all comfort. How does God comfort us? Does he comfort us by removing all the problems? No. He comforts us because in the midst of our troubles, he comes right alongside of us. That has always been our God. When God saw our lives, when he saw how we were struggling in this world, he came alongside of us through his son, Jesus Christ. God didn't stay far away in heaven and say, gee, too bad how things are on earth. He took the form of human flesh and came among us. He knows what suffering is all about. And when Jesus returned to the Father, he came again. Jesus said, I'm sending you the paraclete. I'm sending you the comforter. I'm going to come back to you in the form of the Spirit to be with you always. As soon as the word of the tragedy came, a number of us began to immediately ask the question, how do we as God's church respond? How do we help? Now, some of us who are doers, we made sure right away that all of our connections here in the city knew that we were here to do whatever we could do. We would help in any way we could help. But as I thought about it more and I thought about this passage, it really hit me. God was speaking very clearly through the scripture. The God of all comfort who comforts us in all our troubles with the comfort we've received from God, we comfort those in any trouble with that comfort. What God wants of us today, tomorrow, when we go back to work, when we go back to school, as we have conversations with family and friends, neighbors, God wants us to be the people that carry his comfort. As we have come to realize how real and good and true and trustworthy God is, our true source of comfort. May we see the days and weeks ahead as opportunities to be the conduit of God's comfort. That's exactly what God expects of us. It's the same principle, it's the same theme I continually teach about. God wants to bless us. Why? So that we can be a blessing to others. God wants to comfort us. Why? Just so that we're comforted? No. So that we can be the people of God who comfort others. I want to encourage all of us to continually pray that God would use us in a very powerful way because of these events. That we would be alert and open to every conversation where we can be a paraclete, a comforter. Now remember, what does that mean? One who comes alongside. I want to encourage us to be good listeners in the days ahead. Sometimes to be a comforter, all we need to do is listen. Just to be with people. It's in the midst of tragedy that we don't need to fix and solve things. Sometimes we just need to be with each other and to love each other. Genuinely accepting each other and being available in whatever way we can. Just like God is always that way with us. One of the important things we can do is to never leave people alone. Never leave people alone. After you've had an encounter with someone, may they be richer because you listened, because you offered love and grace. You offered a listening ear. You were present. Let's pray. Father, give us wisdom. Give us an abundance of your grace. God, help us to listen well. Help us to be your comfort in the lives of others. God, may it begin with us. May we fully experience your goodness. And God, allow us to pass that on to others. In Jesus' name, amen. I want us to continue to worship, to sing of a great God who is alive and powerful and wise and gracious and always present. Because as we focus on God, we remember the source of our comfort. And as we remember our God, we remember the one that we share with others. Let's continue in our worship.